Get ready for real time, prime time, big time, show time. It's edible honesty time. And in the meantime, get ready for your favorite partner in crime, your host, one of the greatest talkers of all time, the king of edible honesty, and the eighth wonder of the world, Andrew the Giant.
Hey, hey, my, hot, rockin', electrically charged brain cell pie. Let's get down. Let's talk about the ins and outs of the food industry. My name is Andrew. I'm your host, and I am ready to rock. So let's cut right into it, because today we will be readjusting almost everything you thought you knew about food. Now, does anyone remember that commercial, This Is Your Brain on Drugs, where an egg is cracked, and then that egg is placed onto a sizzling pan, and the egg begins to violently sizzle, and they say, this is your brain on drugs? Well, what they really meant to say when they drop the egg on the sizzling pan is, this is what happens to your brain when you eat an egg. And for today's edible episode, we will be discussing self-cannibalism, Star Trek, Mel Brooks, Ferris Bueller, and edible electricity to answer what foods electrically charge the human brain, because it's definitely not ham and cheese. So pass the beer nuts, Hillary, Norman Peterson, and let's get right into today's tasty episode. The food that we eat determines the amount of brain power that we can rely upon. And either we have brain power or we do not. It all depends on breakfast. Ooh, ooh. Now, the edible truth is, most of us lose more brain power every day, every meal, every bite of food that we take, resulting in, Scotty, we need to get moving. You go northward, and I'll just walk around in a circle. Ooh, ooh. The brain is the most powerful supercomputer known to exist anywhere on Earth. And all supercomputers run on electrical energy, edible fact, and nothing else, no argument there. Therefore, we have been feeding the brain the wrong food all along, and we have been dramatically decreasing our cerebral power instead of greatly increasing our cerebral capabilities. And I have one question. Why? Ooh, ooh. The brain is a supercomputer, and supercomputers consume electrical energy. Not canned soup, not shelf-stabilized cookies, not frozen dairy products, and definitely not a ham and cheese. Never, ever feed the brain a ham and cheese sandwich. Scotty, we need more power. But I'm giving her all she's got, Captain. She's consumed all the ham and cheese we have. Scotty, are you drunk?
Wee bit, Captain. Wee bit.
The difference between the human brain and the world's most powerful supercomputer is quite dramatic. The human brain is 30 times more powerful than the world's most powerful supercomputer. So look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's a human brain. The human brain has the ability to store 2.5 million gigabytes of digital memory. So, holy, 2.5 million gigabytes of digital memory, Batman. That's a lot of ham and cheese. Ooh, ooh. Now, in fairness, to compare, the world's most powerful hard drive is only capable of storing 10,000 1,000 gigabytes. And down goes Frasier. Down goes Frasier. Now, I'm not a mathematician, but I did play one on TV. No, I didn't. But I do know 10,000 is way smaller than 2.5 million. Any takers? No? Sure? Bueller? 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 Numbers do not lie. Ferris Bueller does. And 2.5 million is much greater than 10,000. So, that being the case, why, in the wide, wide world of sports, Taggart, is the brain completely reliant upon supercomputers for everything? 5 seconds on the clock. 5, 4, give up. 3, 2, Scotty, we need more brain power. But Captain, I've given her all the ham and cheese we have. Scotty, are you drunk again? A wee bit, Captain. A wee bit, Captain. Yes, Spock. Humans are cannibals that eat themselves with great delight. Self-imposed edible plagues and self-imposed edible plights. Humans eat their brains all day and all night. Spock, are you drunk? Not at all, Captain. Care to join me for a Vulcan brandy? Yes, that would be lovely. Now, the majority of our brain cells never see the light of day. Seriously, they remain inactive our entire existence. And the reason why is simply because we do not know how to turn on the lights. And we have 86 billion light switches to choose from, as there are 86 billion brain cells in our brain. However, despite the overwhelming odds to switch on at least a few lights, sadly, we are edible experts at one thing, and that is keeping the lights off. And we do it one bite at a time. We need to electrically activate our brain cells with electrical energy through the food that we consume. Because whether we know it or not, almost everything we have been taught about food is wrong. The foods we were taught to eat, because they are brain food, yeah, that's the ticket, are the same foods that are damaging our brains, as in edible brain damage, and they're causing our brains to leak electrical energy. Now, most of us lose up to 50,000 brain cells per meal. And that's because of the food that we elect to eat. Wait, what was that? Oh, that. That was just your brain cells falling out of your head. How was your ham and cheese? When it comes to our brain cells, it's use them or lose them. And believe me on this, it's way better to use them. But to do just that, we must perform a quick edible analysis before each and every meal, each and every bite, and ask ourselves, does the food we are about to consume contain electrical energy? And if so, how many watts of electrical energy does it contain? That's it. That is all that matters. We are eating our brain cells faster than Joey Chestnut can say hot dog. It's called self-induced edible brain damage, and it sounds tasty. I want some. I do too. But is there more for me? Yes. Please, sir, I want more. I'm sure you do. Now, to know whether a particular food item has electrical energy, it's all about internal, external landscaping. And you know what that means, Scoob? Rummy, Raggy. Well, Scoob, it means we are what we eat. And we have definitely been eating the wrong foods. Foods like oxidized nuts, frozen fish, lifeless produce, and ham and cheese. Foods that no one in their right mind would ever dream of feeding their personal computer. Seriously, your laptop's out of power. Now, instead of searching for an electrical outlet, you push an entire ham and cheese sandwich into your personal computer, thinking it would provide the necessary electrical energy you so desperately need. And yet, here we are, as human beings, feeding supercomputers ham and cheese on the daily. We are very far removed from edible reality, and we are definitely not in Kansas anymore, Toto. So put down that ham and cheese. The great and powerful Oz knows why you have come. Step forward. You seek an independent, edible, electric power source to power up your brain. Wait, what? What is it? But I'm in the middle of a podcast. Are you kidding me? Pardon me. Mr. Great and Powerful Oz, you have a call from the Mayo Clinic on line 4, and you have an emergency call on line 5 from a Mr. Ham. I see. Give me Ham on 5, hold the Mayo. Look, there is no other way to say this. We must unlearn everything we thought we knew about food because we've been eating the wrong food. Almost everything we eat provides zero electrical energy. And because of that, we have been eating our own brain cells and smiling while we do. Just like Ray Liotta's character, Paul Krendel, did in Hannibal the movie, where a seriously drugged up Clarice helplessly watched Dr. Hannibal Lecter feed Paul Krendel his own brain. And Paul Krendel held a pleasant conversation with Dr. Lecter while eating his own brain. Ray Liotta's character happily ate his own brain, and everyone in the movie theater was like, OMG, that was crazy. He just ate his own brain. But here's the crazy part, the part that was way too violent for the movie. So do we. We have been eating our own brains for far too long, so much so we can't recall when it started. And slowly, but surely, we are eating away at our cerebral power, one bite at a time, one brain cell at a time, and we never miss a meal. So when will we stop eating our own brain cells? Because it seems to be a hard habit to break. So how does it taste? How is your brain? It's good, Dr. Lecter. It's good. We are cannibals. Even worse, we are self-cannibals. You know, the kind of cannibals that actually eat themselves. We are eating our own brains. We are eating our own brain cells. And faster than I could say Hannibal Lecter or sweetbreads. Do you know how twisted that is? We are eating our own brain cells and by the thousands. And we will eat all of our brain cells unless we change our edible ways. Toxic animal flesh, tainted soil, polluted seafood, unnaturally highly processed foods. These are a few of my least favorite things. And these are just some of the foods that are damaging your brain. We voluntarily consume these foods day after day. And that's just what awaits us on aisle 2 of our supermarket. So tell them what's on aisle 3, Don. It's an instant edible IQ reduction. Doesn't that sound tasty? This newly created mysterious food was once thought to be impossible, but we defy the edible laws of decency, and the end result is way beyond expectations. You'll never think for yourself ever again, so praise God, hallelujah, it's a miracle. Will edible wonders never cease? No, but your brain will. Say it ain't so, Joe. Sorry, kid. I'm afraid it is. Almost every edible item in an American supermarket will damage your brain. Edible fact. And sure, we threw the 1919 World Series, but they didn't pay ballplayers a decent salary back then. And let's be honest, I set a World Series record with 12 base hits. I led both teams with a .375 batting average. I committed no errors, and I threw out a runner at home plate. So remind me again, why am I not in the Hall of Fame? Captain's log, edible afterthoughts. The human brain is a supercomputer that runs on electrical energy, not ham and cheese. And one question remains. Are we intent on killing off all of our brain cells one ham and cheese at a time? Because that is what we're doing. To be or not to be? That is the edible question. Wait, he's up? So what'll it be, Neo? The red or the blue pill? So that's it. That's a wrap on today's tasty episode called Ham and Cheese. But tune in for the next edible episode because it's going to be awesome, baby. My name is Andrew. I thank you so much for listening. And to all my fans out there in Connecticut, I love Mystic Seaport. And an enormous edible shout out to my favorite farmer on this planet, Goyo, over at J Organics in Escondido, California. And let me tell you, you want edible solar batteries. You want edible lightning. You want edible thunder rock. There's one farm that has it, and it's J Organics, and only Goyo has it. And if you're in San Diego, Orange County, or Los Angeles, get on board. Get yourself one, two, three boxes of edible electricity a week, just so long as you are getting edible electricity from Goyo. And I've been getting all your calls and your emails, and thank you so much. And don't stop writing me over at info@ediblehonesty.com and give me a 5-star rating on Apple Podcast and Podchaser. And no, I'm not signed by any media outlet yet, but History Channel, Food Network, Cooking Channel, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, Martha Stewart, whoever else, I'm available. So get in contact with me and let's work out a deal. And let's get Edible Honesty what it deserves, a syndicated platform. So get ready to tune in for the next episode for more Edible Honesty, same edible time, same edible station.